Gracious and loving God, we thank you, Lord, for the gift of children in our life, in our families, and in our societies. We also thank and praise you for all our elders, who are a real blessing to all of us. Lord, we also thank you for all the teachers who are imparting knowledge and helping us in our life formation. As we thank and praise them, praise you for all their commitment and everything that they give. Heavenly Father, we ask you to accept our prayers. Now, as we are going to reflect on your words, speak to us. Speak to us the words of hope and the words of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Today we are celebrating a very special three human communities. So the three human communities are children, elders, and teachers. So when we think about these three human communities, I believe that all three are interconnected. For an example, if we take a child, the child needs a teacher. And then when we take a teacher, the teacher needs an elder or a guru under whom the teacher gets her training. So, when we carefully analyze, these three communities are interconnected. Children, teachers, and elders. Now, as we think of these three communities, I think as Christians, we must give thanks to God for all their life that they are sharing with all of us. Children bring happiness and joy to our life. Elders are there always to bless us and to receive us with both arms. Teachers are there to teach us, train us, and give us the formation. Therefore, it's a wonderful day for us to give thanks to God for these three human communities. One day, Jesus gave a very beautiful example, having a child in the middle of the disciples. And he said, "You have to become like this child. You have to become like this child in order for you to enter the kingdom of God." And that's what we heard in the gospel text today. The firstly, Mark is elaborating about the family life, the husband and wife, the relationship, the family life. And secondly, Mark is telling about the blessing of children by the Lord Jesus. Now, as we think about children in our life, it's very important for us to understand why Jesus is telling that we have to become like children. What is the reason? I will give you an example. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 23.
Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. For above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And I think this is the reason why Jesus told his disciples that you have to become like children. The reason is, there are at least three reasons that we can understand. The first reason is that the child has the pure and clean heart. The child has the pure and clean heart. So whoever has a clear and pure heart, he can enter the kingdom of God. And that is why Jesus, by taking a child and told the disciples, you need to become like this child. The second reason is the child has the most simple heart. The child has the most simple heart. And that is the second reason that Jesus told the disciples to become like children. And the third reason is the child has the most genuine heart. The child has the most genuine heart. And that is the third reason that Jesus told the disciples to become like children. Yesterday at a prayer meeting, I asked a question from a little small girl. I think she's in grade one, I think. And I asked, how long you will be angry with your brother? You know, the small children fights, no? So these two, the brother and this girl, is also always fighting. So I asked this girl, how long you will be angry with your brother after the fight? She was just thought for a while, and she said, 5 minutes. That's what she said, 5 minutes. Thank God for these children. But they have the pure heart, the genuine heart, the simple heart. And she openly said, 5 minutes. Only 5 minutes I'll be angry with my brother. And after that I'll be friendly. What about the hearts of the adults? How long we will be angry with another person? 5 minutes? Can we say 5 minutes? There are some people who are angry with somebody else for 5 years, or maybe 15 years. The adults' hearts are very hard, very, very hard. They are unable to forgive, they are unable to reconcile, they are unable to become friends. Very hard. And that is the main reason that Jesus told and taught his disciples and followers, you need to become like this child in order to enter the kingdom of God. The pure heart, the clean heart, like a child. The simple heart, like a child. The genuine heart, like a child. We all need to have that child. We all need to have that child's heart in our life as well. So therefore, my dear friends, as the proverb says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. In order to enjoy this wellspring of life, we need to store good things in our hearts. We need to store good things in our hearts. So if we have good things in our hearts, our words will be good and beautiful. And also our deeds will be good and beautiful. If we have so many bad things in our hearts, naturally our words will be bad, our deeds also will be bad. So the lesson that we learn from these texts or from the teaching of the Lord Jesus, you need to become like children, is that we have to try every day to have that clean, pure heart, the simple heart, the genuine heart, because Jesus loves such a heart. On this Children's Day, on this Children's Sunday, and the Elder's Sunday, the Teacher's Sunday, let us commit ourselves as we thank and praise God for these three human communities. Ask the Lord Jesus to convert ourselves, convert our hearts like a small children's heart. Let us pray.